Welcome to our podcast where we discuss the importance of cybersecurity in the digital age and how it affects individuals and organizations. In Apple News, several critical vulnerabilities have been discovered that require immediate action. The first is a vulnerability in macOS JavaScript core that allows for remote code execution, the vulnerability CVE. Upgrading is highly recommended to prevent potential attacks, although no exploit is currently available. Another vulnerability has been discovered in Apple iOS/iPadOS network connection handler, which requires local access to exploit. No exploit is currently available. Upgrading is still recommended. A similar vulnerability has been found in several versions of macOS, up to 11.7. 2.12.6.213.1, that requires local access to exploit as well, and upgrading would mitigate the vulnerability. Improper entitlements may lead to a bypass of privacy preferences in older Apple devices. Lastly, there is an escalation of privileges vulnerability in Apple iOS/iPadOS that can be exploited through unknown data manipulation. This vulnerability only works with a local attack, and no exploit is currently available, so upgrading is recommended. In Microsoft News, there are several cybersecurity stories to report. A logic flaw in the OAuth login process of multiple online services could lead to account takeovers via Microsoft's Azure Active Directory service. The vulnerability CVE 2023-27940 is being exploited to bypass secure boot protection in Microsoft Windows. Hackers are using brute force to deploy cryptomining malware targeting Linux or IoT devices. Microsoft Azure is facing two XSS vulnerabilities, and hackers are exploiting a backdoor to install a patched version of OpenSSH to hijack targeted devices for Linux cryptomining. Last week, Win32 app isolation, tsunami hits Linux servers, and ChatGPT credentials exposed on dark web were among Microsoft-related items reported in cybersecurity news. The NSA expressed concern that Microsoft's bootkit patches could give users a false sense of security against the Black Lotus threat. Also, there's a Microsoft Teams vulnerability that allows attackers to deliver malware to employees, but no patch is currently available. In Breach Forums news, the US authorities have made a major cybercrime bust by seizing the domain of a notorious hacking site. This English-speaking cybercriminal marketplace was previously utilized to share, advertise, and sell stolen personal data. The owner of the site, Pompompurin, was arrested by the FBI on cybercrime charges. The alleged administrator, Connor Fitzpatrick, was previously detained for the same charges. The seizure of this site is a major blow to the cybercrime underworld, and it is a win for law enforcement in their fight against digital crime. The site is no longer accessible, and its control has been taken over by US law enforcement. A vulnerability CVE may have been involved in this cybercrime case. In recent CISA news, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has issued orders for federal agencies to take action against vulnerabilities that have been exploited in recent spyware attacks. The vulnerability CVE has been used to launch attacks through iMessage zero-click exploits in iPhones, as well as vulnerabilities in VMware and Roundcube servers. These vulnerabilities have been added to CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. Additionally, CISA has reissued orders for agencies to patch recently discovered security vulnerabilities that were exploited as 0 days to deploy triangulation spyware on iPhones via iMessage zero-click exploits. These measures are crucial in protecting government systems and data from malicious cyber attacks. Breaking news in cybersecurity, a critical vulnerability has been discovered in Fortinet's Fortinet Zero Trust Access solution that could allow malicious actors to remotely execute code and commands, potentially putting users at risk. To address this issue, it is advised that all users of Fortinet install the latest security updates immediately. Stay tuned for further updates on this developing story, to avoid the vulnerability CVE being exploited. Here are some guidelines to follow. The vulnerability CVE refers to a specific CVE number. In IntelliSign News, the US-based fraud prevention company is facing serious accusations of GDPR violation. It's alleged that without consent from millions of EU citizens, IntelliSign collected and processed data through its former Belgian parent company Bix. The data was fed into an automated system that generated reputation scores for individuals, which were then sold to companies such as Microsoft, Salesforce, and TikTok. Austrian privacy advocacy group Neub, led by lawyer Max Schrems, has filed a complaint against both IntelliSign and Bix. The complaint demands an end to all data transfers and the deletion of unlawfully transmitted data. Stay tuned for updates on this developing story. Welcome to the news segment of our podcast. We have an update on the 2020 Twitter hack that made headlines. Joseph James O'Connor, a UK citizen and one of the hackers responsible for the high-profile Twitter breach in July 2020, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in a New York federal court. The hack affected high-profile Twitter accounts and caused a significant stir in the tech world. We will provide more updates on this story as it develops. The vulnerability CVE has been identified and is currently being investigated in Moscow. The Russian private military group's boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is also under investigation after allegedly calling for an armed rebellion following a retaliatory strike on a camp that killed many of his mercenaries. Security has been tightened in Moscow, Rostov, and Lipetsk regions in response to the potential threat. The Russian government has increased security measures in an attempt to end the power struggle with Prigozhin. Meanwhile, the Wagner Group commander has entered Rostov, which could threaten Russian supply lines to Ukraine and create uncertainty for the city's future. Updates will be available as the story develops. T.